You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 45.
This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. Hey, welcome back to episode number 45 of Called to Homeschool. We are talking today about levels of liberty.
This is something I love. My husband would like credit for the name. And so there you go, baby.
It's a good name.
It is. It's LOL.
Oh, yeah.
So on my YouTube channel, you can actually go and see like a 50-minute video of a little bit more in detail of this. So we're just going to kind of give you an overview of it. And this is in Mama's Members. This is what you'll get, like a really in-depth version with printables and all that type of stuff. So if you are ready to like really dive into this, come on over to Mama's Members. And
quick overview of what Mama's Members is.
Oh, yes.
If you are a new listener, this is Megan's
Hippie Mama's
membership.
Yes.
On her website, where she helps moms with homeschooling and parenting advice and using her amazing coaching skills to help people be better at both.
Yeah, to like not lose your mind and to, what did I say? Like, I can teach anybody to homeschool and kick butt while doing it.
That's right.
So, and I really believe that. So here I am. So levels of liberty, this is super excited. Like, you are ready to take your homeschool and your motherhood to the next level. Like, this is it. If you are just brand new to homeschooling, this may feel like too much. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa. This is a little in over my head. So maybe pause and go to some of our older episodes. I feel like our first episodes are really for people just getting their feet wet with homeschooling. So I'm ready. Like, this is for you, ready
this
to dive in.
This is next level stuff, guys.
It is. It's so awesome. So levels of liberty is basically a system to teach your kids to govern themselves. And it's seeing their potential and then giving them step-by-step instructions on how to get there. So basically, and I actually took a lot of this in our homeschool co-op and taught an adulting class. And so these are all the skills you want your kids to have by the time they move out of their house. And it's awesome. And as they advance each level, they get more liberties. So that's like the basic overview of this. It's taking your kid and you're seeing your potential, right? And so you are looking at your 8-year-old and you're saying, okay, like, I can see your potential to do these amazing things. Let me give you the pathway to do it, the step-by-step to do it, instead of saying, like, you've ran half marathons, right? You didn't go the very first day and go run 13 miles.
Oh, no.
Right? It was a step-by-step progression. And even some days were, like, not so great running days.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or injuries that kind of throw you off course. And so you don't just jump into it. Like, hey, you're only 8 years old.
You're not going to expect an 8-year-old to be able to, you know, do all the household chores just from the get-go. They're going to need to be taught and learn along the way.
Yeah. And so this is really the step-by-step of how to do it. So I have it divided. We've talked about FEMSIS's before, right? So I have it divided up with FEMSIS's, which are financial, emotional, mental, physical, social, and spiritual.
If you want a recap of what this FEMSIS is, go to our episode on setting goals. And that's where Megan really outlined this program or system that she uses too.
So just like these are the six areas that we want our children to be well balanced with. And I said our, but I like met Johnny and me, like Carney and I don't share children. That's one of my pet peeves. I'm sorry. Like weird pronoun uses. So I just wanted to specify.
All right. This is what Megan's family uses in her home. Yes.
So we've been using this for years and it's been amazing, especially with my oldest about to move out, seeing that he has these skills and that he got to learn it step by step. So as you are going to do this, so you're looking at this like, okay, so I have X amount of children. And so Brennan's how old? 15 now, right? And you're like, okay, what do I want him to know with finances by the time he moves out? Like, okay, maybe how to balance a checkbook. I don't think we don't really use checkbooks anymore. But balance your account.
Yeah, balance your spending. Yeah.
Yes.
Like budgeting.
Budgeting, tracking your money. So another principle, because Johnny does finances, you can listen to our finance episode, of like we pay 10% to the Lord, but then 10% to your saving. So always in the habit of living off 80%. And when you're not, like you don't have a lot of expenses, oh, you're teaching our kids to live off 70 or 60% off what they make, right? But I'm not making my 8-year-old do these skills, but my 18-year-old, yes, because he had the step-by-step progress. emotionally, what do you want when they move out of the house? What would you say you want, like, for your children emotionally when they move out?
Emotionally stable.
Yeah.
How to communicate well. I don't know. Is that an emotion?
Yeah, a lot of them overlap, and that's why it's so important to have them balanced.
Just being able to, like, express your emotions in a healthy way and not go overboard with them.
Yeah. And then, like, when you have little ones, like, little boys, especially with, I have five boys, like, they hit when they're little, right?
Yeah.
So that would be some of their first progress. So yes, eventually I want you to be taking ownership mm-hmm. of how you show up. Like you said, when you got married, it was a struggle to communicate mm-hmm. and it's kind of that struggling there. So like, okay, I'm frustrated, Karen, I have a problem and I'm going to like mentor you how to problem solve with your child. Mm-hmm. So like that would be your end goal game if with the emotions. And then you take your child and where they are. And say, okay, this is where you are, and I'm going to meet you where you are, and now I'm going to give you the steps to meet to get to where you could go. So it's just really awesome. So I kind of wanted to give you where one of my kids are of their goals with their levels of liberty, of their FEMSISes. So I think I picked the 13-year-old boy. So financially, he is just paying tithing and savings without reminders. So every time he earns money, he pays 10% to the Lord, 10% to his savings, and then he doesn't have to track his money yet.
Okay.
Because he's not on that
level.
So
does your 13-year-old have a bank account?
He does.
Okay.
He has a bank account, and then we teach them to either, he doesn't have a smartphone, but we could do a Google Doc, show him how to track it, or mm-hmm. just track it on paper. Okay. Oh, he's not there yet. But to pay the tithing and the savings, mm-hmm. right? Just to getting into that habit. Mm-hmm. Emotionally, right now he's working on learning to express himself. So if you have somebody who shoves their emotions down, like,
I know people
I'm not
like
mad.
That.
Yeah, just like, I'm not mad. Nope, nope, I'm fine. Right? Sorry, my chair's squeaked. Especially when upset. So not running off, like, it's okay to take a minute to cool down. Like, give me a minute because what I'm going to say may come from a heated place in my mind, but to like when I'm upset to be able to come and say, okay, mom, here's the deal. I am frustrated because and being able to express that.
Yeah.
Mental, this is where we have a lot of homeschool stuff. So being able to finish schoolwork in a timely manner, wouldn't that be great?
It would.
So
today was not timely at our house.
So he's working on that skill right now. Also high quality work on his chores. I put that in mental because you just like clean and tidy. It was a clean and tidy mind, mm-hmm. right? Like, so I kind of put it there. So he already has a good habit of doing his chores and now he's working on doing high quality work so that I don't have to go back through and reteach him like, okay, when we're cleaning the tub, if there's black on the side, like it's not clean, mm-hmm. right? Making his own bed and completing his extra chore without being asked. His is feeding the dog. Physical, that's where like the hygiene would come in or cooking and stuff like that, taking care of your health. So right now, has a shower every day. Do you have kids like struggle
yes,
with that?
Yes. Okay. Especially boys.
Yeah. So he's actually mastered that one, but brushing and flossing 2 times a day. Nighttime has been really hard for my kids mm-hmm. to remember.
It's funny. Mine is morning for my kids.
Is it really? I can't stand that.
Me neither. I don't understand it.
Socially, what he's working on is staying the same whether you are with friends or family.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Yes. And so sometimes you have a friend over and all of a sudden you get really silly, like harass your siblings
or even just your values and what you would say in front of some people and not others. I think that's a really important thing.
Yeah.
To just be yourself.
One of the end games with social too is not only to be able to speak effectively to other people, but service. Mm-hmm. Like socially, like going out and doing good in the world. And kind of those are some of the end games we have mm-hmm. with social. Spiritually, he's working on reading his scriptures 5 times a week and attending the temple 1 time a month or completing family history 1 time a month. So those are the things he's working on. Yeah. So what happens is like you have your kids who want stuff, right? They mm-hmm. want a phone or they want a later bedtime. They want to be able to go with friends. And it becomes gray area. Like, why can't I do this? And it's mm-hmm. like, well, I just don't feel like you're ready. Well, like, when will I be ready?
Yeah.
So this is just giving you the step-by-step of like, master these, you get these liberties. So once he masters these, he gets a later bedtime. He gets a flip phone. He can go places now without an adult, like the movies or the store. Mm-hmm. And he can also learn the computer password. So he doesn't always have to ask permission to get on the computer and stuff like that. And so it's this really great system of the stepping ladder.
Yeah.
Of like, okay, a baby gets love, food, clothing, shelter. And when the kids are ready for more, Like, okay, I want to be able to play with friends.
You're right. Yeah.
I want to be able to play on electronics. Like, awesome. Here are the things you need to master in order to get there.
Yeah, that's great.
So some quick tips on how to, like, I summed that up so fast. Did that make sense? Do you have questions about that?
I think it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay. So on the YouTube, it's 50 minutes. So like it's a much bigger overview. And like I said, in Mama's Members, it's super detailed and help you. And then you can get coaching on it. Like, okay, I have this problem came up. Help me with this one. Mm-hmm. And what's exciting in the following months, because we use this for homeschool, I will give you book lists for each of the categories.
Oh, that's great.
So financially, a bunch of books that we have our kids study financially, emotionally, mentally, like all those things will come with a book list and like how to work each of those out. But some of the tips to be successful is to individualize. Mm-hmm. Like your kids are so different. Mm-hmm. None of them are the same. And so one of my kids being able to pick up after themselves was a super simple task. And another kid, it was pulling teeth. Like they just were so oblivious.
Yeah.
Like, what? My room's a mess. It looks fantastic. And so being able to say like, okay, even though you're 12 and you're 8, like you're on the same skill with this area.
Mm-hmm. That's really important. That's
yeah,
good.
Just being able to individualize it. And then the next one, like the other one I see a lot of my clients struggle with is putting their emotions into what their kids are doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why can't you get this?
And they get upset because their child isn't learning it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you wouldn't get mad at a baby for not walking, mm-hmm. right? They're just learning a skill. And so just when to advance and all those things, like all those details are covered over in the membership. So come on over. But like, don't put your emotions in it. This is about them and helping them to reach their potential. This is not about you and what a good parent you are or what a terrible parent you are. Like, this is just an awesome tool to give your kids different liberties. And here's a system to do it so that when you're 18 and you're ready to move out, you know how to take care of yourself financially. You know how to cook and clean for yourself. You're studying good books. Mm-hmm. Physically, you exercise, your hygiene.
It is so great to just have like such an organized system, because when you're parenting, these things are so hard to figure out.
Yeah.
And so hard to know, like, where's the balance of when I allow this and that. And I've struggled with this a lot with my kids, you know, with technology and, you know, various things like that, that I'm not sure I want them to have yet. And so I love the way you've just got this system mapped out. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You did a good job with it.
Well, thank you. So we did it like as a family. We came together and said, what are some of the liberties we want?
Mm-hmm.
And the kids, because I would be fine not giving them a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have them start with a flip phone, because you can't get into too much trouble
right.
without being able to send pictures and having internet, right?
Right.
But then when you are a little bit older, around 16-ish, I do let a smartphone in with restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And to kind of mentoring all those processes. But my kids, like things they wanted were to have friends over without a mom or dad here, to be able to go on a trip with somebody. Bedtime was a big one. So my daughter just advanced this week and she doesn't have a bedtime anymore.
Because
she's high enough level that mm-hmm. she is now in charge of her own sleep schedule. And so if she stays up too late, she might be tired the next day, but it's on her.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. like, I just think it's so great. I saw this. It was actually talking about public school. But, like, how do you expect me to be an adult when a week ago I was raising my hand to use the bathroom? Have you seen that?
No, but that's so true. It's hilarious.
So, like, here is my step-by-step of teaching them how to be an adult. So that she's in a safe space when she stays up way too late to try it out, right? Mm-hmm. To see what it's like. The funny thing is, the first day that she could stay up late, she went to bed at 8.
Oh, that is funny.
Because she was like, well, now that I can, I didn't care.
I'm tired.
Yeah. So she's grumpy the next day. It's a safe space in her home. Mm-hmm. Or with your finances, like you go get a job, you're making $500 a month and you blow it all, like you're not going to get kicked out.
Yeah.
You aren't going to go hungry and you're not just going to have clothes on your back.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these things are just, it's awesome to mentor and teach them while they're at home and learning this so that they're not 20 something years old and like, I don't know how to make food for myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to wash my own clothes. I didn't know how to wash my own clothes when I moved out. I had no idea how to do
things. I had a lot of roommates that didn't know how to do any of that stuff too in college. And so it's so important for them to learn those skills, and you're blessing their lives. Like, I mean, it really truly makes their lives better when they're older.
Yeah, it's super exciting. And it's fun to see that when my kids are now to the stage of what they can do. Mm-hmm. And so it's been fun to see like this process of them learning and growing. And I don't know, I'm kind of reaping the benefits of it. It takes some practice at the beginning, right? But now we're to the point where like I made dinner the other night and then I went and talked to my husband for a minute and I came out and the whole kitchen was cleaned. Mm. Like they just knew everything. They had everything wiped, like cleaned out the microwave, mopped the floor. Like so they did everything. And so yes, anything that's worthwhile requires a little bit of work at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But then once it gets going, it's like, why didn't I do this sooner? Mm-hmm. Right? So it's levels of liberty. It's so awesome to take that homeschool to a next level because I use this in our school when they're about 12, I'm having them start studying these categories and really going in depth with it instead of kind of the surfacey mm-hmm. stuff, right?
Yeah.
And just really taking ownership of their life and teaching them how to be independent.
That's amazing.
So if you have any questions, head over to the Hippie Mama. You can schedule a consult. We just do a little 20-minute free call. And I can explain anything to you or just come right over to Mama's Members and let's get started.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Have a great week.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.